How about responses to sorafenib after sunitinib and vice versa in the good risk patients?
What we know now is that there are responses to patients who are, quote, resistant to one tyrosine kinase if one administers a second or a third tyrosine kinase. The difficulty with some of these observations is that one can see similar effects if one simply changes the dose of the first tyrosine kinase inhibitor. And I think it also depends a little bit on how one defines resistant. At least in our clinical practice, the patients who have done best with switching from one to the other, or in terms of switching dose, those who have been on the first drug for a prolonged period of time and have apparently benefited from that.
Can you talk a little bit more about the research supporting the increasing the dose?
So it's at this point almost anecdotal. There are very few formal studies. There was an interesting study presented at ASCO by Dr. Amato with sorafenib suggesting that higher doses would lead to higher response rates. But this was obviously a single institution, single arm study that needs to be confirmed.
In your own practice outside a protocol setting, have you tried, or do you think you would ever in any certain circumstances actually try to increase the dose?
We have done that. We've done that in patients who have tolerated the therapy well, who have little to no toxicities, certainly in patients who have had an initial response and then the tumor grows, and anecdotally have had some restabilization or re-response.